You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Russia's invasion into Ukraine continues, with Ukraine defending their nation whilst Vladimir Putin puts nuclear deterrence forces on high alert. Today is the fourth day of the invasion, with thousands of Ukrainian citizens having already fled across neighbouring borders. Many Ukrainians have stayed to fight against Russia as Russian forces continue to advance on Ukraine's capital, Kiev. On Sunday, a peaceful solidarity protest took place in Auckland's Aotea Square against Russia's military aggression in Ukraine. Yuri Galdun, who is the chairman of the Ukrainian Association of New Zealand Northern Regions, spoke with Charlie about the protest and where New Zealanders sit amongst the travesty.
Yesterday in Auckland, there was organized an action, an event to protest against the war in Ukraine, and we were actually the organizers.
So what was planned for the peaceful protest?
Well, so to start with, we started planning that action 3 weeks ago, before the war broke. And we were counting probably on getting 20, 40 people around that protest, just aiming at informing the New Zealand society of what is going on in Ukraine, because at that time there was growing political tension, and that political tension didn't look well. But up to that time, when that protest actually took place, the war started on Thursday morning. And so people were aware, and we had a great attendance. We had not only Ukrainians, but representatives of other nations, some Chinese people, some Polish people, some Russian people came to support us. And it was just great. So I think that we kind of fulfilled our task. What was our goal? To let people know that we exist and that we want them to know we performed it quite well.
Do you think there was a lack of information being given to New Zealanders about what was happening in Ukraine before the protest took place?
New Zealand is a small country, and it its location on the outskirts of the world makes it reacting slowly. So I think that at this moment we have to encourage both New Zealand society and, first of all, probably government to act, internationally respond for the war in Ukraine. And please, when you write down your article, don't use the word conflict. It is not a conflict. It is a full-scale war. The pictures of that war is like from the Second World War. It's just horrible. So we are working at this moment to somehow connect or encourage the New Zealand government to act in political meaning, and in economical meaning, and join the world in condemning those actions.
Do you think the government is responding well or enough so far?
No. We have prepared and sent a letter to the Prime Minister and to the Minister of Foreign Affairs 3 weeks ago. We have received an answer from the Prime Minister's office that they have received our letter, and they sent it to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and that's all. So nobody contacted us, nobody answered on our, not even a request, but our information. Guys, do something. But we didn't even receive any response from that.
Do you think there will be more protests or planned actions that will go ahead in response to that?
Yes, I can. cannot tell you now when, because we just yesterday spent half a day in Auckland, and now there's heaps of follow-up actions. We met many people, we met huge support. Many people offer their personal support, their financial support. So there's huge follow-up, and we would have to work with it. And then we will see when we can plan next protests.
To people who are wanting to offer aid, is there a particular place that's best to go and do that?
Obviously, yes. I'm aware that at this moment, already UNICEF has announced its actions. Red Cross works on it. That's the international organizations. Also, our organization, which is called Ukrainian Association of New Zealand, you can find us on Facebook. We also organize some financial support. That is what we can do now.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to New Zealanders about the issue?
Yes, I can. And this is very important. New Zealand, as I said, feel safe because it's traditionally far away from everybody. But it's not the truth. Ukrainian example is a lesson for every country and every nation. And we have to start thinking about that. We are not guaranteed from something like that happening in the observable future. And we have to start understanding it. We are a little nation, and it will take 2 days for New Zealand to be subdued. And it's not science fiction. We also thought that something like that is impossible in the modern world. But as you can see, it is possible. We thought that political tension is political tension. Okay, politicians have its own world and its own vision. Let them work on it. Let them keep together, get together, let them discuss, maybe put pressure on each other. But throwing bombs on children, on houses, in 21st century, we would never, ever have imagined it. But it's happening now.
That was Yuri Guldoon, the chairman of the Ukrainian Association of New Zealand Northern Territories, speaking with Charlie about their response to what is happening in Ukraine. Please take the time to support the aid causes that Yuri has discussed.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.